During an IEP team meeting, school staff need to refrain from making comments such as, "We don't do that," or "That service is too expensive," or "Your child needs to be on medication." A slip of the lip can cause strife between the parent and the school, and also set the district up for litigation. School staff needs to act in good faith and demonstrate to the parent that they, like the parent, are acting in the interest of the child. The IEP team meeting is a time to discuss the student's strengths and needs, which will be memorialized in the IEP document, with recommendations for an appropriate program and placement. Being adversarial toward the parent does not make for a good relationship. In situations like that, it is the child who will ultimately suffer. If, at any time during an IEP team meeting, it appears that an antagonistic situation is about to occur, and there is no apparent solution in sight, it is best to take a break or ask the parent if they would like to reconvene the meeting at another time. Remember, the purpose of the meeting, the child's needs, and what the team can do to make him or her more successful can help to keep things in perspective and ease any tension that may arise. Once all the team members have convened, and the purpose of the meeting and the steps involved in the IEP process are explained to the parent, the IEP can begin to be drafted.